Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin. Featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. We consider topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show, and a very happy new year to you all. I hope you have had a good holiday season and are looking forward to new life adventures and good things this year. Welcome back if you're a regular listener, and welcome for the first time if this is your first time joining us. It's a Question of Balance tries to explore whether we have more in common than divides us, balancing the intellectual with the creative. And we do this by featuring thought-provoking conversations out and about with people on the street on different topics, and in the studio with inspiring guests from the arts. The show features debate topics and arts interviews because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways we engage with the world. If you'd like to find out more information about the show, you can go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. You can hear podcasts of all the past shows there, and you can connect with me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. So again, the show website is itsaquestionofbalance.com. And It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and a guest hour. And we have two new tabs on the homepage of the website, Guests and Topics. If you click on Guests, it brings up a page with photos and names of all the previous guests of the show. And we've had some fabulous past guests from all areas of the arts, including Alan White of the rock band Yes, Pulitzer Prize winning author Jane Smiley, country music artist and daughter of Hank Williams Sr., Jet Williams, Oscar winning filmmaker and author Garth Stein, indie rap icon Merce, and Hollywood actress and entrepreneur Felicia Day, to name but a few. All you have to do is click on the photo or name, and it will bring up the podcast page with info and audio for you to listen to when it suits you. Similarly, if you click on the topics tab, a page opens with photos and topic questions over a whole range of subjects. It's such things as, whose country is America? Can sex be sacred? Can you be pro-life and pro-war? Who is responsible for our health? Can God and science coexist? And many more thought-provoking conversations. This week on It's a Question of Balance, we're featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. The idea is to get us thinking about the questions that affect us all, to stimulate new thinking or clarify what we already feel, to hear how other people's opinions may differ from or be similar to our own. As the year begins and we're looking ahead perhaps to challenges and goals we're trying to achieve, I thought it might be nice to take a moment to think about what we're grateful for, to start the year with a sense of what we already do have as we move forward to attain new things, to give us a sense of our base. So this week, we're considering, what have we got to be grateful for? Let's hear what Diego has to say. Hi, my name's Ruth Coplin from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
My name's Diego.
Great. Well, thank you for stopping for Out and About. Our topic for Out and About is, what have we got to be grateful for? If I say that to you, what springs to mind? Do you kind of think, oh, not a lot, or instantly do good things come to you?
Oh, it's pretty easy. I feel pretty lucky to live here, and you know, in a place that people want to come and visit from all over the world. And I get to spend, you know, a couple hours every 3 or 4 days out in the ocean, and live up in the mountains and the redwoods. And I'm sorry, I can't. Got a happy family. So I actually have a lot to be thankful for.
Do you think when people, you know, are always trying to see the positive, always trying to see glass half full, being sort of Pollyannas, do you think that's unrealistic, or do you think that that's a good way to live?
I think it is a better way to live. I think a lot of it's conditioned by your environment and where you are. I moved down here from the East Bay, and when you live in a place that's know, just more filled with natural beauty and a little less stress and conflict. It's easier to look at things that way.
Part of what I've been thinking about with feeling thankful is that it seems like our lives are so busy that we don't even get time to stop and notice the good things. I mean, we tend to notice the bad things because they impede us, but the good things, is that something you can relate to?
Oh, absolutely. I work really hard to keep my life simple and to not try and do too much. It's plenty to just work and take care of a family, and I really spend a lot of time just try and go by the ocean, you know, almost every day or every other day, and just spend half an hour to an hour, even if I can't go out into the ocean, and just take it a little bit slower.
Yeah. And you saying that is making me think that a lot of things that are wonderful in life are free, aren't they? I know it's a cliche, but it's true. I mean, what you're getting there is priceless, but it's not costing you anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you spend all your time chasing after, you know, the material things, things that cost money, and just going to wear yourself out, and at the end you'll be sitting there looking back and might end up feeling pretty empty. But you just take it slow and enjoy what's around you. I think that's a more fundamental sense of happiness that comes from that.
Well, thank you very much for stopping. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. This week, we're considering what have we got to be grateful for. The next conversation is with Inga. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Inga.
Great. Well, thank you for stopping this week for Out and About. And our topic this week is, what have we got to be grateful for? The news seems to be full of conflict, both political and physical, a sort of fear of death from disease and terrorism, and all these doleful analyses of the economy and employment figures. So, you know, is having a positive outlook on life simply ignoring reality? You know, seeing the glass half full instead of half empty, is it naive, or do you think the world is actually a better place than it's made out to be in the news? I'm just wondering what comes to mind if I say, what have we got to be grateful for? Whether you think of positive things or whether you think, oh, nothing.
Goodness. Well, personally, I think we have a lot to be grateful for, you know, just where we're living and being surrounded by beauty and good people. But globally, yeah, that's a big question. What do you have to be thankful for? Because then it depends on where you're living. And I think that really people come together on a kind of like a community base and with their family. And even though there is a lot of painful things going on worldwide, I do think that people find value within each other's human spirit.
Some people think that gratitude can be an attitude of life, that you can sort of make it a conscious practice, and that can affect your perception of events, even though we can't always control events. Is that something you would agree with?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you walk around with a pessimistic attitude and you're really kind of down and out and you see things through, like, I don't know, dim-colored glasses instead of those proverbial rose-colored glasses, you know? Yeah, that affects your mindset. It's making those neural pathways in your brain really kind of dark and dim. Whereas gratitude fills your heart, you feel joyful, you want to share.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a lot to share.
Right.
Maybe you have a story.
Yeah. I think there's the research that shows if you just smiling, even if you feel depressed, sets off a whole kind of chemical reaction that can make you feel better.
Exactly. I mean, the actual muscles in your face to frown or I don't know how many, like thousands, whereas to smile it's like just a couple, and it makes you feel so much better.
And often I think what happens in life is something really bad happens to us, and that's when we realize that we were actually really
grateful for a lot of things. I had a frozen shoulder at one point, and I suddenly realized how great it was to have an arm that you could use, you know. Yeah. And I guess that's the whole point of trying to have it as an attitude, because any something bad doesn't have to happen for you to realize you have a lot of good things.
Yeah, you don't really want to have that shocker.
Right.
You want to be able to avoid the shocker and just be able to be like, yes, this is wonderful. You have to be able to find the balance. I think that's hard because globally the world is kind of a depressing place. So you have to find the little nuggets that make you happy.
Right. Well, thanks very much for stopping. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruth. Nice to see you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my Out and About feature where I have conversations with people on the street. Perhaps as you listen, you can wonder how you would have responded to the questions had I stopped you. And if you have any comments, you can always email me, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. I always like to hear your thoughts. And if you have any ideas for topics that you'd like me to cover, do let me know. So again, that's ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. And in Out and About, we consider topics with local relevance, but also global significance. And we avoid politics, dealing with politics directly, as it seems to instantly polarize people and they immediately think they know what they think about an issue. We're trying to get people to think a bit more. So with our topics, we try to choose interesting ethical and philosophical topics that underlie politics and current events, timeless topics. And I go out and about on the street talking to anyone who will give me their time. And I'm always very grateful to people. It's quite interesting probably to be stopped and asked sometimes quite deep questions. So I'm always very grateful that people are up for that and willing to give their opinions. We're going to go to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversations after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com. It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Hi, this is Jackie from Integrity Event Planning. Are you coordinating an event? Don't know how you'll get it all done? Stop sweating the small stuff. We plan everything from family events to fundraising and corporate events. Contact Integrity Event Planning for your next event. Check out our website, integrityeventplanning.com. Integrity, it's what sets us apart. With 16 years of experience, we negotiate with your bottom line and needs in mind. So sit back and relax and let us serve the champagne. We've got this.
For your next event, visit integrityeventplanning.com. That's integrityeventplanning.com.
Dream, baby, dream.
Did you know about the Santa Cruz Art League on Broadway in Santa Cruz? Founded in 1919, it's 96 years young and provides a wonderful gallery space for local and national artists. It's a great place to view art with 14 shows a year and also to gain support if you're an artist yourself. There are art classes and weekend workshops, many taught by open studio artists. If you become a member, you receive a newsletter, discounts on classes, gifts and exhibit entries, images of your art on the Art League website, and guaranteed participation in the annual members' show. It's also a great place to meet artists. Visit the Santa Cruz Art League at 562 Broadway or the website at scal.org. That's scal.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. And It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and an arts guest hour. And this week on It's a Question of Balance, we're featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street where we consider topics with local relevance and global significance. And this week, as it's the beginning of the year, I thought it might be nice to ponder a little bit on what we have to be grateful for before we launch ourselves into trying to fulfill all those New Year's resolutions that we've made. So this week we're considering what have we got to be grateful for? And the next conversation is with Nancy and David. So let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, I'm Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed.
I'm Nancy.
I'm David.
Great. Well, thank you for stopping for Out and About. This week we're looking at what have we got to be grateful for? Seems like sometimes if you listen to the news, it just seems like the whole country is going to the dogs and everything is wrong. And I don't know, you know, when you think what have we got to be grateful for, do you think of your cup as being half full or half empty?
I'm pretty amazed at just walking around. And I can't think of anything not to be grateful for. There's so much to experience here. And yes, there's a lot of suffering and there's a lot of compassion for it. And I feel like I'm here to just show up for it in whatever way I'm drawn. And thank you for asking, because there's always something to be grateful for, a lot to be grateful for. Yeah.
Well, as we're standing here on the street, you know, it's good to be above ground.
Right.
And that's kind of a place to start. And then there's also kind of a really incremental gratitude for being this age, having gotten through a number of decades, that I don't have the pressure to achieve. And I've always been fairly ambitious and fairly successful. But that seems to have gone away, and it's not Alzheimer's yet. But there's something else running, and I'm really, really grateful for that, that there's another stage.
Right. Well, I think part of being able to be grateful is being able to take the time to consciously notice things. And I think a lot of the way life is set up, particularly in America, a lot of people just are on a runaway train in terms of their work, and everything's so rushed that sometimes it's hard, I think, to notice. Would you agree with that at all?
Sure. I think it's a real gift to be able to stop at any point in our lives, at any point in the day, and just take a breath and feel what's really going on beneath, you know, the pell-mell and the stories and the and the judgments. We were just talking about that Stephen Hawking movie, Theory of Everything,
right.
And that was saying how the scientist in him is always asking questions. And there's an openness to that, an open-mindedness, a willingness not to conclude so fast, but to to actually stay open and just live with the question.
Right.
And I think that's a really, that's an important thing, and it's a wonderful thing I've learned that seems like a gift every day to just stop. And it doesn't always happen. It's not always easy,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing to be able to do.
Would you subscribe to the idea that we can create our own reality in terms of how we view our lives?
Well, I think it all depends on how we view it. You know, like reality is, this is what's going on this moment. There's a mic in my face and, you know, a beautiful woman asking questions and, you know, it's here, it's this. And I suppose, you know, as much as I resisted is as much as I closed down and not, and I'm not able to actually take in what's going on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Some people are very cynical about what they see as a sort of Pollyanna, you know, approach to life, that it's just unrealistic, you know, to be positive. What would your thoughts be on that? Do you think it is unrealistic just to sort of be seeing everything, you know, the cup half full?
I'm going to go back to something that came up earlier.
Yeah.
When you were asking about how the pell-mell life goes and how everybody's moving so fast in this country especially. And the underbelly of that came up for me is that the reason that we're here and doing this amazing dance that we're doing in this culture is because of the restlessness and the ambition of those knotheads that left England and the old country and the middle Europe.
Right. So it's all our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kind of dynamic aspect of that certainly is a disease and neurotic and takes over. But there's another kind of restlessness. This is the new country.
Mm.
And if you've lived in Europe for a while, you can feel the old country and how wonderful that is. But it's constrained. And that came up as we were standing here. Because there's a lot to be grateful for in this, you know. Those pilgrims,
yes.
Boy, that's hard living in the winter, coming across an ocean. You don't know what's going on. You had to have a good reason to get out of the old.
Yes,
so I think we forget that point of view.
No, that's true. So when you are going through your day, have you ever tried to sort of consciously through the day count your blessings? And how has that worked out for you? Or is that how you live generally?
Well, I've gotten to a point where these little shots of gratitude kind of come in just because I'm not as preoccupied with the dance and accomplishing things. So I have a lot of free time, and either I'm going to go buck crazy with being with myself, or I can kind of slide into just being grateful for this moment and not having a lot of distraction. So that's kind of been a maybe that's my distraction, is being grateful.
That's an interesting point I think you brought up about being in the moment, because I think that's something that's increasingly hard in our society. It seems that we're always looking ahead or looking somewhere else, multitasking, you know, we're doing five things all at once. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, sure. And that's the overlay. You know, that's the imposed on top of what's just simply so, what's here. And that's where, when through no, you know, manipulation of my own, something just reminds me of, this simplicity of this moment, you know, and all the things that I don't control. My heartbeat, my breathing, my whatever, you know, this thing that's just, it's running without my making it happen.
Yes.
And I have this lovely little sign on my refrigerator that I found, and it says,
"No, I can't walk."
It will be new whether you make it new or not. And that's kind of runs in me a lot. There's that sense of, you know, I can try to create you know, positive feelings, think nice things. Yeah. But really, that feels to me like an imposition on top of, well, what's really here? Mm. And if I rest back in what's really here, yeah, I ultimately find it includes everything, and it's it feels really full and like there's no need to try and impose any other experience onto it.
You know? Right, yeah.
So, I don't know. All that said, you know, here we are, and there is gratitude.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting, just while you were talking, you made me think about, there's something called appreciative inquiry. I don't know if you've heard of that. And it's used in business a lot, actually, but in other instances as well. But the whole premise of it is focusing on what's working rather than what's not working. And I was thinking about the whole political scene. And then I just suddenly thought, what would it be like if all the politicians, instead of, you know, saying what the other side is getting wrong, what about if they looked at what is working? What can we do more of that is actually good and is working for us? Let's do more of that. Can you imagine that happening?
Yeah. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Refreshing as an experience for anybody.
Yeah.
For all of us to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath that happens, but you know what? It's completely possible.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's not part
of here.
Yes.
This is what I can do.
Yeah.
That's the proactiveness. I can actually ask myself those questions.
Yes. Yeah, we all are in charge of changing the world from starting with ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any more thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to share?
I had one very simple one that came to mind. It was. I don't have anything in my house that's really. Well, there's one magnet on my refrigerator, and it says, let go or be dragged, and I love that.
Oh.
And that was like, So with all that we have to deal with in the politics and the world and the hopes of the world's been doing this in one version or another since the beginning.
Yes.
Now it's much more in our face because of our extraordinary and distorted media and all that, but this is it. This is like the way it's always been. It's let go or be dragged, you know?
Yeah.
So be it.
But when I asked the question, what have we got to be grateful for both of you, you would not be thinking, oh, nothing. You would go straight away to, oh, yes, I've got things to be grateful for.
Just the privilege of being grateful.
Right, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly for you, obviously.
This is such an abundant... I mean, I feel like I'm just bestowed with the luxury of reflecting on so much to be grateful for.
Yes.
You know, I mean, in this culture, I feel really like a king.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's good to be walking around and be able to speak freely.
Exactly. Yes. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And so, safely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping, both of you. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, interesting moment on the street. Good night. And adios.
Thank you, Ruth.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Thanks to Nancy and David there. It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and an arts guest hour. Right now, we're featuring out and about thought-provoking conversations on the street. Next up are Nicole and Jose. So let's hear what they had to say.
Hi, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names?
I'm Nicole Williams.
And I'm Jose.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for stopping for Out and About this week. We're looking at what have we got to be grateful for? And, you know, there's so much doom and gloom in the media and worries about the economy and employment and all these kind of things. You know, do you think it's unrealistic to have a positive outlook on life, or do you find that you have things that you are grateful for?
I think you have to have a positive outlook on life because that keeps you going. Even though there's so much, you know, doom in the news. I try to have a positive outlook on life.
So you would say you're a half full kind of person, are you?
I try to be.
Right.
Yes, I do try to be.
And what about you?
I think I agree. I mean, there's always going to be things that can kind of get you down, and there's always going to be a lot of negativity, but it's all about kind of finding the positive and focusing on that, even if it's little things.
So would you subscribe to the idea that we can create our own reality?
Absolutely. For me, it's like, okay, how can we look at the bright side of the situation? How can we learn from this mistake? How can we turn this into an opportunity?
Right. So rather than thinking, oh my God, I failed or everything went wrong today, you can find the good things?
I do go through that, but I have to dive, absolutely. But then I have to tell myself, okay, Nicole, what can I learn from this situation? How am I going to be better? Yes, so yes.
Do you think part of the reason maybe that we find it hard to focus on the positive is because we're so busy?
For me, being busy helps me ignore the bad things, so no.
Okay, right.
What about you?
What about you?
I think part of it is that. I mean, if you get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and you're just hearing what's going on around you, then I think it is kind of easy to get caught up and start feeling bummy, but it does take sometimes just kind of slowing down and stopping and thinking, you know what, things are pretty good.
And we are here in the sort of capitalist capital of the world. Do you think that the focus on monetary success here has some influence on how happy people are with their lives?
Yes, absolutely. We make it a point that we're not going to get too caught up in money and what other people have, because it's kind of like a game where you're never satisfied. So we make it a point, and that's part of our values, that we don't. It's, yes, money is important and fun and necessary, but if it's all of us and the only thing that we're looking for, then it's not, you can't find happiness that way.
Do you think people kind of lose the plot a bit because there is such a drive to succeed financially?
Yeah, I think it is easy to do that. You know, if the people around you and the people you surround yourself with are kind of ambitious in that sort of way, then it kind of sometimes sets you up to focus your goals and focus your energy on trying to, you know, get your next raise or, you know, get the nicer car or the house. But I think, like Nicole said, we kind of try to not do that ourselves and surround ourselves with people that also aren't about that. So it works out really well.
Right. Yeah, that's there's a Vedic philosophy or yogic philosophy called satsang, which is basically about surrounding yourselves with good vibes and good energy. So it sounds like that is really important to you.
Yes, absolutely. We, I find that spending my day doing things that are exciting and make me happy and fulfilling versus I'm gonna just work really hard so I can get a promotion and make more money, it isn't, for me it didn't work out in a way that made me happy.
Yeah. And one of the things I've noticed when I've had a bad day and I feel like, oh, everything went wrong, is that if you start thinking about or counting your blessings, they're often like really small things, actually. But when you really think about them, you realize they're not small, but they just become small because, you know, of the way we're looking at things.
They're big to you. Like, they're big. Like I said, my dog makes me so happy. Yeah. And that's not that big of a thing to a lot of people, but to me, it's like a big thing. So,
I was just going to say that. It's funny. Just when you said that, I was going to say, just my dog coming up to me and putting his paw on me. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the connection. And the dogs, you know, kind of more simple creatures, happy over, like, just seeing me. And so it makes me happy.
I have an old dog. We adopted two dogs, and one of them is very old. But his attitude every day, he's got arthritis and he can't see very well and he's deaf. But he's so interested in life, and he's just sort of jogs around, and if he falls over, he just gets back up.
That's
and so
awesome.
It's inspiring. I think you can find inspiration in strange places, can't you?
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah. Or children. For me, I find a lot of inspiration with children. They come to school and they're happy and they're in a good mood, and you don't find that in the case with a lot of adults. Kids are like, oh, they're happy to see you, and maybe they haven't eaten breakfast, or maybe their parents yelled at them, but they're always in a good mood. I have to be, it's like addicting.
So definitely when I said the question, what have we got to be grateful for, both of you would instantly think, oh, a lot. You wouldn't think, oh, well, not much.
No, for me, there's a lot in my life that's to be grateful. For us, it's a big year for us. We've had a lot of things that we can be grateful for, so.
Mm-hmm. Right, and would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'd be a big list.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping.
Thank you. That was fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. We're going to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversation after these messages.
I'm Casey, and I'm the second-generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made desserts in a friendly family-style atmosphere, indoor or on our lovely patio.
Tramonti is open every day from noon to 9 and later on Fridays and Saturdays. Come enjoy our specials every Tuesday neighborhood night and the best deal for a healthy bite at lunch every day.
We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Beppe, Daniel, and I want to say grazie to the Santa Cruz community for supporting us in the past 2 years. Allora, buon appetito!
Visit Luca and Beppe at Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue.
Can you imagine living without stress, anxiety, or fear? And can you imagine a life filled with harmony and inner peace? Is that even possible? The Ananda Yoga and Meditation Center in Scotts Valley offers simple tools to help you become more effective at work and more centered in the face of life's challenges. At Ananda, we offer yoga classes for everybody, inspiring workshops, devotional chanting, and Sunday services based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. Our teachers and therapists are highly trained professionals who work together to inspire a healthier you. And your first Ananda yoga class is always free. Visit us at anandascottsvalley.org or call 338-YOGA. That's anandascottsvalley.org or 338-YOGA.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, in my Out and About feature where I have conversations with people on the street. Right now, we're considering what have we got to be grateful for? I thought that was a good way to start the year for the show before we start thinking of all the things that we need to achieve or want to achieve, to start off just sort of pondering what have we already got in our lives. And I'm wondering, as you're listening, what's coming into your mind that you are grateful for. If you want to let me know or you have any other comments, do email me at ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. That's ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. Or you can also send me a tweet. My Twitter name is at Ruth Copland. I'd love to hear from you. Well, let's hear another conversation about gratitude. Last up are Sid, Silesh, and Vicky.
Hello, Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names? Vicky?
Silish.
Sid.
Thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. First of all, I'm wondering, do you tend to look at life as a glass half empty or half full, would you say?
I think half full, because I appreciate what all opportunities I'm given.
Okay.
And try to make as much as it is, and then try to look at obstacles as challenges that I can overcome and take them as positive motivation.
Right, okay. What about you? Do you see life as half full or half empty?
I mean, I see it as half full. I think you play the cards you dealt, and I think you should look at that as an opportunity and not as... not an opportunity, you know what I mean? Yeah,
no, I know what you mean. What about you?
I don't know. It could be half empty, because it's like, you know, there's half a cup left to fill.
Yes,
so you think about what you can fill it with.
Yeah. Yo, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. But that's kind of a positive way of looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, that's an interesting comment, actually. Yeah. If we are able to look at life positively, do you think it makes a difference to how we feel about our lives?
I think it's sort of, I probably am talking to, like, I don't know, psychologically, it's sort of the energy that I sort of live off.
Uh-huh.
When I get a positive vibe from someone, I just feel happy to talk to them and probably want to continue the conversation more.
Right.
And I feel that that's a good thing, being positive.
Yeah.
And I think being positive, again, like, keeps you alive and, like, going at it even when you're faced with difficult situations in life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just saying that made me think in Eastern philosophy there's a concept, satsang, where you associate with people who are of a similar nature to you. So if you want to be positive, that you would associate with positive people. Is that something you're aware of and maybe try to do in your life?
I think that I basically get all my energy from, like, the energy that people sort of, like, give the vibes out, and that's totally true. And I think it's a very subjective thing, and I'm like that.
Yes.
And I sort of, like, live off positive energy that I get from people. Yes. And I like talking to people who are like me.
Yes.
And probably, like, I can hang out more with people like that. That's why I'm hanging out with these guys.
Okay. So what do you think? Do you think it's a good idea to try and be with people who are positive? Do you try and do that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I think you need to surround yourself with positive people, because there are a lot of people out there who are, like, spending their whole lives trying to get something and not looking at the positive things while they're doing that. So I think it's really important to be positive, because once you get it, like, what do? They keep trying to achieve more and more.
Yes.
But they're not staying positive at the same time.
I see.
So you need to be around positive people.
Yeah.
So that you don't miss out on opportunities in life.
Yeah. Would you agree, or?
Yeah. Like you just said, satsang. It's a Hindi word, which essentially means living with a community of people that think alike.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help being in such a community. Keeps you motivated, and I think it takes you in the right way.
Yes, yeah. In psychology, there's a term, flight to health, and this describes a situation where suddenly problems or symptoms that a person was experiencing seem to disappear magically, and suddenly everything is okay. And this can happen consciously or unconsciously, but usually it's serving to protect the person from exploring painful emotions or taking positive actions that might be daunting or difficult, even though they would enhance that person's life. So by creating a reality where all problems have miraculously disappeared and everything is wonderful, sort of like happy, happy, joy, joy, you know, nothing from the shadow side has to be dealt with. So I'm wondering whether you think if we have a philosophy of kind of being grateful all the time, could that encourage us to sort of gloss over hard emotions and avoid dealing with difficult situations because we're kind of distracting ourselves by being happy all the time? Or do you think it's possible to have that positive, grateful approach and also be aware and dealing with difficult things?
I think that the answer to this is to be realistic and not just, like, sugarcoat things and just think that, oh, everything's awesome and it'll fall into place.
Uh-huh.
If you do not take the effort or the hard work, it's not going to fall into place by itself.
Right.
Like, things can be, you know, your fate, but you have to take some sort of step towards achieving that goal.
Yeah.
And I feel that you'll be more grateful and appreciate whatever small achievements or big achievements in your life if you work to it, because you'll feel like it's earned and it'll probably stick to you more. And then if you don't achieve it, and then you'll sort of take it as like an internal motivation.
Yes.
And work towards making,
okay,
going towards that goal that you finally want to achieve.
Yeah.
So I would want to look at, like, right now I'm facing a problem. I want to, like, switch fields in job.
Okay.
And I have to take, like, specific steps towards achieving that goal. Otherwise, I won't appreciate it. Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my sort of view. And just not everything is happy, happy, joy, joy as it comes. Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Do you think having that grateful, positive approach can make us avoid dealing with things we should be dealing with?
I mean, I think we should embrace the hardships in life, like, in the sense, I mean, realistically, it's not going to go away, not for most of the people. So I think it's something we have to embrace so that we have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really great being positive all the time, but like I said, it's not possible for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's really good to embrace the hardships you have, the failures you have. Like, it's just, it's a stepping stone to success,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So I think it's, I choose to look at it as a good thing,
yeah,
right? So I have something to look forward to.
Yeah. I think also, you know, there's that thing of you, the contrast, you know, that feeling pain and feeling sorrow or whatever also allows you to know what it is to be happy and to feel joy.
True.
And I think, you know, it is important to process those things. It's not like, I mean, life is full of those things, as you said, and it's part of the tapestry of life. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's totally right. It's not, you should also know that it's always not unicorns and rainbows, and a lot of times it's the hard stuff that, you know, ends up teaching you a lot of things which you could put to good use.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you should not look into the happy stuff. You shouldn't get overwhelmed with all the hardships.
Yeah.
You should have an equal balance of both of them, and I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have seen this movie called Pixar, Inside Out, from by Pixar. It actually, like, the moral of the whole, just, I hope I'm not killing it for anyone who hasn't watched it, is, like, you have to have sorrow in your life to feel that happiness.
Okay.
So yeah, that was, like, a very good outlook to the whole being sad, being happy, because you can't have one without the other.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think that's true. I think another aspect of someone else I was talking to, we were sort of talking about how the media just focuses so much on the negative and hard things, that I think having an attitude of gratitude is one way of noticing that actually I think there are far more good things happening than bad things. It just doesn't feel like that. I mean, is that something you feel?
Well, media just does things to gain, like, their public ratings. I think that they just pick on, suppose there's, like, a research that's done for something awesome. They just, and 98% of that research is good. They just pick on that 2%, which is not good. And then just blow it up and sort of, like, portray it. Because negative things attract people's attention more quickly than positive things. And that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Some media, well, not all media, some of them are doing pretty well, and they're doing it for, like, the own common good, but most of the media, well, that's my outlook, but I'm sure people have different opinions.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, like, historically, we're living in the most peaceful times in the world, but we're more connected now, which is why, like she said, the media focuses on the bad things, because so people feel like there's a lot of bad stuff happening now. It happened much more in the past. It's just that people didn't know about it.
No.
Right?
So ignorance is bliss.
Right. So there's a lot of good stuff happening now, but since people are so used to a lot of the good stuff, the media focuses on the negative stuff, and people feel there's more negative energy when actually there's a lot of good happening right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably good to focus on that too, equally or even more, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I think I totally agree with what the two of them said.
Yes.
It's probably the negative stuff that gathers more attention, that piques the interest of people, you'd want to click on a link that tells you there's something bad behind it than someone being, doing good things. And
why do you think that is? Do you think it's the threat aspect?
Could be that with all the things happening in the world these days, I think you're just scared about things and you want to know what's happening and what you should do about it. Instead of someone did something nice to someone, you'll be like, that's good. I don't want to know more about it, but I'm glad that there are people like this in the world.
I guess it just occurred to me the antithesis to that is like the obsession with, say, kitten videos or something. I mean, that's the kind of the happy things people are looking at. It's not very meaningful, perhaps, but it is something. Well, thank you so much for your opinions. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
I thought this was like a light conversation, and then it was so interesting to get such deep stuff out of this. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for taking part. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was so good to talk to you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. And thanks again there to Siddharth Silish and Vicky for taking part in the on-the-street conversations. And it was very nice to hear from her that she wasn't expecting it to go as deep as it did, that she was just thinking, I guess, that it would just be a sort of, what do you think of this? And bullet point kind of thing. But we got some pretty interesting thoughts there, I think. So I hope that you do too. The whole purpose of the topic hour is to try and make us think. So I hope that might have been your experience listening. And It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and a guest hour. So be sure to tune in to hear inspiring in-depth interviews with guests from the arts, as well as our thought-provoking topic discussions on the street in Out and About. And I wanted to remind you again about the two new tabs on the homepage of the website. And the website is itsaquestionofbalance.com. And there's now two tabs, one's called Guests and one's called Topics. And if you click on Guests, it brings up a page with photos and names of all the previous guests of the show. We've had some fabulous past guests from all areas of the arts, film, music, literature, art. And all you have to do is click on the photo or name and it will bring up the podcast page with the info and photos and audio for you to listen to when it suits you. And that's the great thing about podcasts. We like you to listen live, but also with podcasts, of course, you can listen to them anytime, anywhere. Similarly, if you click on the topics tab, a page opens with photos and questions listing the wide range of topics we've covered. So makes it very easy to just sort of glance through and see a photo that catches your eye, or a guest's name, or a topic question that piques your interest. And all you have to do is click on it and you're instantly at the podcast. So I encourage you to go to the website and have a look at those two new features. So that's itsaquestionofbalance.com. And also want to encourage you to tune in regularly Saturday 8 to 9 p.m. live for more stimulating topic discussions and inspiring interviews with guests from the arts. Thanks for listening and have a great week.